This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Last week, the left were having a field day. I mean, it's funny to watch them because these clowns are watching the country burn. They're watching COVID. They so want COVID to all this to be the perfect storm. The country's burning and the economy is still trying to recover. And, people are still supposed to be honoring this lockdown with COVID. And everything's going in conflict because they got people out there destroying the country. Completely in disregard of the Chinese Wuhan, they call it Wu flu. I love that term, Wu flu. And the left are going, how do we keep all this going? We got too many balls in the air. But they loved last week when General Mad Dog Mattis said, if anybody ever called him Mad Dog again, he wanted to punch him in the face. And that's why I call him Mad Dog all the time. Because I say to General Mattis, if I were to ever see him, I swear on my mother, I would say to him, what's up, Mad Dog? Because I would dare him to punch me in the face. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, Kevin, he's a Marine. He's a four-star general. He's a putz. He's a chump and a putz. He's from the wussification military of Barack Obama. Oh, he precedes Obama. He does. But he's been guided by decades of leftism that have left our military full of a lot of sissies. Don't misunderstand me, military guys. I know there's a lot of you out there that still are warriors. I love you. But you're in the foxhole with some sissies. Let's just admit it. Don't be mad. You know the sissies. The ones who are concerned about, does this go with my uniform? Bunch of chumps. Let me tell you what. A warrior, have you ever seen people in war, I'm talking about, that have been in the grind? If you ever get around them, let me tell you, I hang out with warriors. I love them. They have a look. They have a look in their eye. And don't misunderstand. I'm talking about the guys that have seen combat. I've never seen combat. Not like that. I've seen combat having to raise up my fists and my feet. And I'll tell you something else. You ever see a guy that is a fighter versus a guy that does, he's a guy that gets challenged and he hasn't had to fight? I can guarantee you something with 100% certainty. There's a look in the eye that you know. There's a look in the eye when a guy goes, I've had enough, and you're ready to go, and you know he's had fights. And there's the guy that's like, oh no, we're not going to do it. It's kind of like the difference between the look of Obama and the look of Trump when it comes to running the presidency. When you look at Obama, you see a fake, a dude who's never had to fight. When you look at Trump, you see a guy that's totally confident. He's ready for the fight. Oh, you want to sue me? Sue me. I'll kick your butt. I'll sue you, in fact. Totally different. Anyway, Mattis is a chump. Many of the military people that are coming out today, they're chumps. They are nowhere near the Schwarzkopfs of the world. What's his name? The one we don't remember anymore, the black general that worked for Bush. I don't even remember his name. Black dude. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I can see his face in my mind. Anyway, he's a putz. One of my buddies told me, he says, if it weren't for affirmative action, I forget his name, but he says, that black general, he'd be a colonel at best. At best. But he's a four-star general. Was made head of the Joint Chiefs. You know who I'm talking about. Black general. Half black. Everybody wanted him to be president. He's a putz. Glad we don't even, I don't even remember his name. I don't even want to remember it. My producers are going, I don't want it. I don't want to know it. President Trump tweeted this, probably the only thing that Barack Obama and I have in common is that we both had the honor of firing Jim Mattis, the world's most overrated general. I asked for his letter of resignation and felt great about it. His nickname was Chaos, but I didn't like it and changed it to Mad Dog. Wow. Love it. I love that President Trump doesn't take any crap from anybody. He went on. His primary strength was not military, but rather personal public relations. I gave him a new life, things to do, battles to win, but he seldom brought home the bacon. I didn't like his leadership, he used quotes, style, or much else about him. Many others agree. Glad he is gone. Now people go, that's so petty. Why is he tweeting that? He's tweeting that because it's the truth. Oh, Kevin, come on. This is what I don't like about President Trump is when he gets into these little personal battles. This is not a personal battle. This is a battle of soul. The soul of America. People want to stand behind this powerful general. The left love to get their little, you know, the people. Anybody that say something negative against Trump, because what General Maddox said was Trump was divisive. He's a divider. What? How's he a divider? President Trump comes on, and of course this is in response to George Floyd's death. Trump comes up and he says, hey, look, tragic death. We're all over it. We're all over it. Even if we got to railroad a guy, we're going to make sure people know we're not going to let this happen. I think it's bad, quite honestly, because it is a bit of a railroad. If this guy kills somebody in the normal scheme of things, without the politics of it, if Chauvin has his knee on the neck of a white guy, he gets regular justice. Now he gets justice with a gorilla, right? He gets justice with a gorilla, and they are going to, yep, he's about to get screwed over. Not saying that he's innocent by any means. I'm just saying there'll be two forms of justice. One that would be normal and another that was going to be so heavy on him he'll never see what's coming. Oh, Kevin, he had 19 other things against him. I get it. Should have fired him, man. Who didn't fire him? Who didn't do their job in letting this guy go? Isn't there some culpability there? Every time they bring that up, I'm like, okay, great. I would have fired him after two. How many did it take? 19. You want to know why? Police unions. Who controls all that? Democrats maybe? You know why bad teachers don't get fired after they molest kids or don't bother to teach them or whatever? Teachers unions. Who controls that? I don't know. Maybe it's Democrats. Anyway, president goes after this clown, and rightfully so. And I want to dedicate some time to Mad Dog Mattis. I've talked about him before because I wrote a piece. Well, one of my guys wrote a piece about him probably a couple years ago. And everybody got after us. You leave him alone, man. He's a hero. He's a Marine. Conservatives, because you've been trained to just believe that he's a Marine. He must be good. Well, I'll prove that he's not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, it must have hurt the president after to admit he had something in common with Barack, baby black Jesus Obama. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The president tweeted, probably the only thing Obama and I have in common is that we both had the honor of firing Jim Mattis, the world's most overrated general. Wow! Powerful words coming from the most powerful man in the free world. No, I mean really. Not like when Obama was there, when he was the most powerful sissy in the free world. We have a powerful leader in the free world. He went on to say Mattis' primary strength was not even about military. He was a PR guy. He says, I gave him work to do, and you know what? He couldn't get it accomplished. So what did I do? I fired his sorry butt. To call him a leader, he put leadership in quotes when he talked about him. He doesn't even think of him as a leader. Thank God we have a guy like Donald Trump who says, I don't care if somebody strapped 4 stars on this guy's lapel. That doesn't make him a leader. It doesn't make him a general. And he's right. So right. All these people that get promoted because they're just a bunch of, we call them kiss butts. We had a different name when I was in military school. But you know what I'm saying. They just, oh, you're so great, and they kiss up the politicians, and they go up through the ranks for all the wrong reasons. It's not a meritocracy anymore in the military. It's about who's willing to kiss the most leftist butts. Let me tell you something. Barack Obama did everything he could to destroy the military. He put in the swamp rats of the highest order. And that's why I never could understand. I mean, well, people, they said, oh, he's bringing in a four-star Marine Corps general to be the Secretary of Defense. And you hear that and you think General Patton, not me, even though he was Army. But you think, ooh, Marine, well, these are the devil dogs. The toughest of the military. I mean, people will disagree, but the Marines are a special forces in and of themselves. They are the special forces arm of the Navy. Oh, no, Kevin, there's Navy SEALs. Yeah, there's an even more elite group, but Marines are a small fighting unit. They consider themselves special forces and don't even get into what used to be known as MARSOC, which is now... I don't know what they went to, but I think they are MARSOC now. It is MARSOC. They used to be called Force Recon. These are the toughest dudes on the planet. So here's Marines that think they're special forces, and then you got the Force Recon. They call them Rock Marines that are supposed to be the special forces within the special forces. And I've trained them all, and I'll tell you, those are some of the toughest guys I've ever run into. They got attitude on top of attitude. And here's Mathis. He's over all the Marines in the world. This dude, man, you give him some lead, he spits out bullets, and he's a big old pansy. I'd say it to his Marine face. Don't call me Mad Dog. Yes, you want to fight. I'll call you Mad Dog. I'll call your wife Mad Dog. Mad Dog. Yo, Kevin, why are you so mad at him? Because President Trump figured him out. He was part of Obama's military. We figured him out. I respect Marines. I respect anybody that can rise up through the ranks and get to that level. But I don't respect sellouts. I call General Mathis this because he was never on our side. Never on our side. Anyway, he had resigned, and the president forced him to. Irreconcilable policy differences. Mattis wrote this, because you have the right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned with yours on these and other subjects, I believe it is right for me to step down from my position. President Trump had asked him to step down. He was tired of him. His departure was long overdue. He never should have been hired as Secretary of Defense. He was not Trump material. He was holdover Obama material. And people got mad at me when we published this article. A friend of mine wrote it, Chris, and I authorized it because all the team was like, this is kind of controversial. He backed everything up. Yeah. He says, Secretary of Defense Mattis presents a problem for the president. Though the man is undoubtedly a devil dog, he contradicts the president on several key foreign policy and military issues. He's already relented, the president, to the former Marine general on his views on enhanced interrogations. See, the president said, I'll do whatever it takes to protect this country, even if it means enhanced interrogations. And Mattis disagreed. The devil dog, the toughest armed forces group within the American Armed Services, and he says, no, we can't do that. He completely broke from the president in his support for a U.S.-led NATO. And this included placing U.S. troops in Europe. No harm, no foul. NATO was going to have to pull its own weight at some point. And so a NATO-led military would fall mostly under American authority. So if that's the only discrepancies, maybe you could have overlooked it. Not that big of a deal. Okay, we get it. The president seemed willing to work with Russia. Mattis said Putin was a threat to U.S. security. Even though Mattis opposed the Ayatollah-led government in Tehran, he supported Obama's Iranian nuclear deal. Just giving you some taste. Yeah, we're not even eating yet. I realize these appetizers are wonderful. Prepared by Chef Kevin. Actually, Chef Chris, who put all this together. If I just stopped there, that would be enough to say, fire Mattis. Iran nuclear deal? He is for that? And when Trump was in a political battle over, why can't we work with Russia? They're a country, aren't they? Mattis, oh, we got to leave Russia alone. And Trump's going, China's a bigger threat. Oh, yeah, yeah. Here's Mattis playing the pansy military guy. Then Mattis wanted to place women in key combat roles. He opposed President Trump's travel restrictions on Muslims from terrorist countries. By the way, the president said, we shouldn't be putting women in harsh combat roles. Look, that doesn't sound like a misogynist to me. It may sound like somebody who's like, you know, doesn't want to see women. I'm not going to say equal. That's not the thing. I'll put it to you this way. Would you want to know that your mom was captured by vicious soldiers and what potentially could happen to her? If it was your dad, you kind of go, well, hey, it's dad. I hate to say this because it may sound sexist, but I don't really care. If you said to me, Kevin, heinous criminals will capture your mother or your father. And I'm saying if I actually like my dad, because my dad was a deadbeat. But let's say I really, you know, had great parents. Which one would you rather criminals, you know, were to get? And I would venture to tell you, male or woman, male or female, in America, most people would say their dad. I'm going to tell you right now, it isn't sexist or anything to say that. If it were my family and you say, Kevin, who would you rather them get, you or your spouse? I'd say me, instantaneously. And I would venture to say, my spouse would say the same thing. But anyway, here's the problem. There's nothing wrong with that. So Donald Trump's saying, why should we put women in harm's way? It makes you make a different decision. Short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on his way to Dallas, Texas to meet with leaders regarding race relations in the United States. Now speaking on Capitol Hill, Republican Senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott, says he understands racism all too well and dealt with it firsthand.
Mr. President, that is at least the third phone call that I've received from a supervisor or the chief of police since I've been in the Senate. I have felt the anger, the frustration, the sadness, and the humiliation that comes with feeling like you're being targeted for nothing more than being just yourself.
The Dow continuing its free fall down 1,300 points at times on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News. The latest numbers regarding Americans filing for jobless benefits is out. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington has the details.
More than 1.5 million more workers filed unemployment claims last week. The 1.54 million first-time claims, 355,000 fewer than the week before, and the 10th straight week of declining claims, but still reflecting a stunning exodus of Americans from the U.S. workforce.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says long lines at voting precincts in minority counties for the Georgia primary earlier this week were shameful.
It's absolutely essential to our democracy that we remove obstacles to participation, now even more so when it is a health issue.
The Democrat from California did not mention any specific precincts where this oppression was taking place. Republicans and Democrats have said that much of the problems down in Georgia dealt with people not being trained properly. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
General Mad Dog Mattis called the president divisive. Had some nerve. Says the president is dividing the country, but with the statements that he's making on, this whole George Floyd thing, which of course is completely bogus. People are upset at the president because he went to the church and held up his Bible. How dare he promote Christianity? I bet that set Mattis off. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We wrote a piece a while back when Mattis got put into office as Secretary of Defense. And it caused people were writing to me. We could go back and find them because the quotes are still there. It's all up. But we wrote a piece about him, and everybody's like, Kevin, I can't believe you guys are writing a piece about Mattis. He's a Marine. He's this. He's that. He's a man. And it was Marines, and it was, just regular housewives mad because, we were criticizing a general, a decorated war hero. And I said, you just don't know, because we've been trained to believe stuff about people just because. And nobody respects the military more than I do. Nobody. I went to military school. I went to military school because I saw a movie with Jan Michael Vincent, and he was being beat up by, not beat up, but like ridiculed mentally by a drill instructor, and he was making him hold two buckets with gravel up on his side, and he told him, you better not let those down, and it fueled me. I wanted somebody barking at me that I could show, man, you'll never get to me. So my brother and I, who were going to go to Oxford, England, going to play rugby, we're buying rugby shirts, and what have you. Anyway, the rich family, the wealthy family my family worked for, said, we're going to send you guys to, what was it called, what was the name of the school? School that the Royals go to. We were going there. They were going to buck up some serious money and send us there. And instead, they ended up sending us to military school. And I got to tell you, I'm so happy they did. My best friends in life came from that school. Many of them went on to serve. I didn't. I went to SMU, did my thing. But they went on to serve, fly jets, helicopters, special forces, you name it. Kept me in touch with them. I got to meet other people, started training special forces guys in combat. It was amazing. Now, I didn't serve anything. And there are times I told my youngest son, I said, if I had it to do all over again, I would absolutely go back and be in the military and do special forces. Unquestioned. My life's choices did not let me survive on a military salary. Nor did my wants. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are back. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. We're talking about General Mattis, fired, back in the news because he dared criticize the president. Keep your mouth shut. Shut up in military, okay? Shut up and sing. Shut up and play basketball, LeBron. Shut up and sing, Dixie Chicks. Shut up in military man, but don't be criticizing the president. And I'm giving you all the reasons why they never should have gotten together in the first place, because Maddox was a lefty from the beginning. He was more aligned with Barack Obama than he was with Donald Trump across the board. He broke from the president in enhanced interrogations. And I ask you, do you want the guy leading America's military? I don't care what he says publicly, but if he privately, if you don't believe in doing whatever it takes to get back our citizens, I don't want to know you. And let me put it a different way. Ask me, if you kidnap one of my family members and you say to me, Kevin, this guy knows where they are. If you can get the information out of him, you'll be able to save your family. I'll beat him into oblivion. I'll tell you right up front, don't put me in office. And now, publicly, I might go, no, we should never do enhanced interrogation. I'll say I'll do the party line if that's what you want. But understand this. I will do whatever it takes to save the life of somebody I care about. And here's the deal. I care about every one of you. I care about every one of you. So I would do it. But anyway, they parted there. They parted on who should lead NATO. Because NATO wasn't even paying its bills when Trump took over. Remember this? Who should lead NATO? Let me tell you, the one paying the bills. I'll make it simple. But Mattis couldn't even go for that. Trump is trying to build a relationship with Putin. Mattis is throwing a monkey wrench in that. Donald Trump said the nuclear deal was a piece of crap, and he was 100% right. He's finally got Iran on the right, on the straight and narrow. Mattis was all for the Iran nuclear deal, letting a nuclearized Iran run roughshod over the Middle East. Trump didn't want women in combat. Mattis disagreed. He wanted to sissify the military. Look, women, I'm not telling you you're sissies. The strongest women in the world are amazing. They can fight with the best of them. But I'll still tell you this. We think differently if a man is captured versus a woman. We do. Oh, Kevin, there you are. You're no wonder Fox fired you, you lying skank. I'm not lying, but I could very well be a skank, so I won't deny that. So anyway, those are the few things. But then Mattis doesn't believe climate change is real, and he believes climate change is real, I should say, and he called it a national security threat. A national security threat. Donald Trump and him couldn't be more. They are so far removed on that particular thing that it's crazy. But he's the reason why Barack Obama said it. Believe me, there are a lot of leftists. This is John Kerry. This is not, climate change is the most existential threat to national security, blah, blah, blah. Hey, let me ask you this. In your neighborhood, are you more worried about the climate or are you worried about burglars? Because I'm going to just make a bet that you're not locking your doors because of wind or too much sunlight. I think you lock your doors because you're afraid of people getting in your house and, you know, raping the dog and trying to make you a parent. So I don't know, but I think that's why you do it. This is my theory, but I may be right. Climate change. The worst thing, get this, all the major names at the time that the White House transition team submitted to Mad Dog Mattis, that sucker rejected every single name. Let me give you a couple. Army and Navy Secretary nominees, Vincent Viola, Philip Bilden, dropped out of consideration. Former New Mexico Congresswoman Heather Wilson was up for Air Force Secretary, had not even received a committee hearing. Former Virginia Congressman Randy Forbes, long rumored to be in line to be the Navy Secretary, seen as a long shot because of his adversarial relationship with Mattis. By the way, none of them got these. Because the White House transition team will never consider any never-Trumpers to the Pentagon leadership, Mattis has begun looking to appoint Obama allies to key defense positions. And I know that you're thinking, no. No, when he was in office, this is exactly what he did. And some of these will blow your mind. My buddy Chris writes this. Shockingly, Mattis had originally held a spot for Michelle Flournoy, Undersecretary of Defense for Policy under President Obama. Flournoy was once dubbed as, quote, Hillary Clinton's defense secretary in waiting. Mattis wanted Flournoy as deputy defense secretary, a spot temporarily held by Obama administration holdover Robert Wark. Now, I want you to understand, on most of these things that were happening at the time, there were Obama placeholders. Trump did not just willy-nilly go in and fire them all. He left people in place because he says, you know what, I got to play the contingency. He didn't have the people ready to go. They were talking about how Trump, he didn't plan on winning because he didn't have all these things looked at. That wasn't the case. Anyway, he wrote at the time, Mattis also continues to push for the nomination of Rudy De Leon to serve as Undersecretary for Personnel and Readiness. De Leon works at George Soros' Center for American Progress. And just like Mattis, he supported the Iran nuclear deal. How could you, in good conscience, want to put a dude who works for a Soros-funded organization inside of the American government? And that is exactly what Mattis attempted to do. Obama, I mean, these, you couldn't be more, if Obama himself were picking these people, I mean, that's what it feels like. And Mattis was making these decisions. Now, I said, I don't know if he quit or if he was fired at the time, but I know he's fired. You know, I said, he was told by Trump, you need to spend more time with your grandchildren. Or maybe he and Hillary Clinton decided to open up a yoga studio together. But for whatever reason, I know he needed to be gone. So for him to come out publicly and start talking a bunch of na-na-na-na about Donald Trump is not, does it surprise me? No, not at all. I would even say to some, what took so long? It shouldn't be something that he should do, but my question would be, what took so long? Because this guy was never on Trump's team. I gave you plenty to research. If you go back and listen to segment 3 of today, whatever day you're listening, and I'm telling you, you're going to find out. I'm right about Matt.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We won't be defunding our police. We won't be dismantling our police. We won't be disbanding our police. We won't be ending our police force in a city. I guess you might have some cities that want to try, but it's going to be very sad situation if they did, because people aren't going to be protected. So people do a tremendous job of protecting citizens of our country, and that's what they're paid for. But whether they were paid or not, that's what they do. And you know, somebody put it very beautifully before, where they said they protect people, risk their own lives for people they've never seen before, people in many cases they don't know. You're protecting the lives of people you don't know. Police debt's another part of the Obama legacy that Trump has fortunately undone. Maybe we will have fewer and fewer of these officers killed. But we are under fire. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump has completely decimated the legacy of Barack Obama, and that's a good thing. But Trump won't be finished, folks. We still have Democrats to trample. And I want to remind you of some of the things that he was able to accomplish in his first 3 years and what he will do in his second term. He's destroyed their narratives around illegal immigration. And I will tell you, the Democrats' plot for the Chinese, the Wu flu plandemic is what we call it, is part of the reason why his immigration stuff ended up being people going, whoa, wait a minute, we got to take a look at that. And what about trade? The president preached about trade. China's taking advantage of us. All these people are taking advantage of us. We've got to bring critical manufacturing back and so on and so forth. How'd that work out for him? Not too bad. He's even taken a bite out of the left's pretense to care about our partners, NATO, the UN, the World Health Organization. Every one of those organizations, Donald Trump said, is part of the New World Order that is not bringing any value to America or the world. And he's defunded the World Health Organization, who's already had the coronavirus, Wu flu won't. If you don't know you have it and you're immune to it, you can't pass it. Then they came back later and go, well, 40% of you are passing it. It's like they go home and pull these stats out of their butts and go, try this and see if they'll take it. And what about NATO not paying its bills? And the UN, who's supposed to prevent wars, when we have more wars brewing at any given time since the UN started? Think about it. We had fewer wars before we had the United Nations. Now we have supposedly the United Nations. We make rules about war. And what do? We have more wars and break more rules than anything. And Donald Trump recognizes it. He put the New World Order on notice. He told NATO, pay your freaking bills. Don't try to be our friends and tell us all this stuff when we're the ones putting our, not only our money, but worse than that, our young men and women in harm's way for you. He demanded that many of our partners stop fraternizing with the enemy, Germany. Who are you to be getting oil from Putin when you know what's going on here? You know they've gone into Crimea, etc., under Barack Obama's watch, and you're buying all your oil from them, and you're dependent upon them for oil. What happens when they cut you off? That's not a friendly relationship. Little by little, President Trump chips away at the leftist facades, lies that have been perpetrated on us, the American citizens, for decades. Trump exposed. Leftists don't care about women. They don't care about feminists. They don't care about children. You think they care about students? Yeah, they don't care about baby seals or whales either. They care about your money. They care about virtue signaling so they can pretend to be of higher virtue than you. That's all this is. A ruse. Oh, these poor black kids are not getting the educations they need. Let's give some more money to this or that. And you know what's happening? People are getting filthy rich. Black people aren't getting any smarter. I do a better job of educating the average black person than the entirety of the school system. If they were to go back and listen to my lectures, that's what Melissa calls my radio show, a lecture. But if you go back and listen to these shows, you're going to learn more about how to be a better human being than you'll learn. And quite frankly, when I go into teaching about physics or science or whatever, it's profound. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but it's true. It's profound. Stuff that they should be studying this stuff. Anyway, what about the party who booed God? As we've learned, folks, Democrats have a penchant for bringing up God whenever they really want to sell their bull crap. Nancy Pelosi, God would not want that. And as a Catholic, blah, blah, blah. Look, I swear, go back and look at Pelosi or Barack Obama, any of the time a leftist invokes God, and you better hold on to your wallet. And I suggest you even move your hand around to your buttocks in the middle, because somebody's about to get screwed one way or the other. They don't care about God. They don't care about Christian religion, whatever. They care about the flavor of the day and whatever's going to get them the most money and power. In case you wonder why the media went ape crap over Trump holding the Bible when he visited the church destroyed by peaceful protesters, here's what Breitbart had to say. President Donald Trump walked across Lafayette Park on Monday evening after it had been cleared of demonstrators and held aloft a Bible in front of the burned-out edifice of St. John's Episcopal Church. Democrats in the media were aghast, claiming the president had ordered peaceful protesters tear-gassed merely so that he could hold a photo op. In fact, Trump's gestures had immense positive significance for the country and will likely be remembered that way. Now, I remind you, I wrote an article a while back, said Trump really knows how to trigger leftists. He sends them off the deep end. But his personal appearances have really left, got these leftists just, calling the suicide hotline. These guys don't know what to do. And all he had to do this time around to trigger them was to hold up the good book, the Bible. So here's what Breitbart continued with. The president showed that he would not tolerate the desecration of a house of worship, especially if it was done ostensibly alongside a protest for the freedom of others. The president swears to, quote, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Religious freedom enshrined in the First Amendment is fundamental. The torching of the church, like the defacing of synagogues in L.A., which happened as well, was an attack on liberty itself. I've told you guys, during all this rioting, you will not find a mosque attacked. So he goes on, Breitbart says, every successful movement in American history has spoken directly to the same ideas. The way that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led the civil rights, I'm going to call him Reverend Martin Luther King, led the civil rights movement to victory, for example, was appealing to the fundamental Judeo-Christian precepts upon which the nation was based. He shamed his opponents by pointing to the principles from which they had deviated, by which they too embraced. That caused conflict, but it also enabled reconciliation. A subtle reminder of right versus wrong and symbolic to the many people who believe in God. Now, if Breitbart is right, and President Trump reminded people of civil rights leaders of the past, then he might have disconnected that invisible cord that connects Democrats to black folks. And this is why I'm telling you, the moral high ground is now coming back. Now, and that's kind of the premise of these last two segments, as I was explaining that the Democrats have held this moral high ground for years when they're not moral at all. They are amoral. They are amoral, scandalous, scurrilous scoundrels to their rotten cores. Anyway, Breitbart continues. The media and the crowd didn't realize it, but Trump had seized the moral high ground in that moment. He reached into the mainframe of the American machine and rebooted it with a source code that is the common basis for all we do. A liberal rabbi complained on Twitter that Trump was, quote, using a church as a symbol of his declaration of a war on people of this country. Wrong. The book was his symbol, not of war on people, but a common defense. The president has long accepted and embraced the idea of justice for George Floyd. The protests are no longer about justice, but the power of the far left and the media to bring the country to its knees. That's exactly right. What disturbs the left is the president took one of the most sacred things for us, religion, and the object that describes it, the Bible, and he held that up like Moses with the tablets from the Ten Commandments for everybody to see. And they know it put him in a death row.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.